This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. British billionaire Richard Branson flew into space on Sunday aboard a Virgin Galactic vessel. It's a voyage he described as the experience of a lifetime, and one he hopes will begin an era of lucrative space tourism. It reached a peak altitude of around 55 miles or 88 kilometers. That's a level some consider beyond the boundary of space, allowing the passengers to experience weightlessness and admire the Earth's curvature. The mission's success means Branson has beaten fellow billionaire Jeff Bezos in the race to be the first tycoon to cross the final frontier in a ship built by a company he founded. A massive carrier plane took off Sunday morning from the southwestern U.S. and ascended to 50,000 feet before dropping VSS Unity to complete the rest of the flight using its rocket-powered engine. The space plane carried two pilots and four passengers, including Branson. Authorities in South Florida said Sunday they are making progress in the painstaking search for the victims of a deadly building collapse in Florida last month. The mayor of Miami-Dade County says 90 deaths have now been confirmed in the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Towers South in Surfside, Florida. That's up from 86 a day before. Among them are 71 bodies that have been identified. The mayor said their families have been notified. Some 31 people remain listed as missing. The mayor also says the unrelenting search amid the rubble has resulted in the recovery of over 14 million pounds of concrete and debris. Myanmar is experiencing a surge in COVID-19 cases, leading to a shortage of desperately needed oxygen supplies. You can find that story on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Protests against the jailing of former South African President Jacob Zuma spread from his hometown to the capital city of Johannesburg on Sunday. Shops in Johannesburg were looted overnight, and a section of the major M2 highway was closed as some protests turned violent. Police say 62 people have been arrested in connection with riots since Zuma was imprisoned last Wednesday. The body of a 40-year-old man has been recovered from one of the shops that was set on fire over the weekend. Zuma is serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court after he failed to testify while being probed for corruption during his term as president from 2009 to 2018. Zuma has denied allegations that widespread corruption took place under his leadership, and he refused to participate in an inquiry that began during his final weeks in office. Protests began immediately following his arrest last week. On Sunday, Australia announced its first coronavirus-related death for 2021 and 77 new COVID-19 cases in New South Wales. Officials did not identify the woman who died, only describing her as in her 90s. Authorities said she died Saturday, just hours after she was diagnosed with COVID-19. Australia has been largely successful in containing the spread of COVID-19 due to aggressive lockdown efforts, but it has proved vulnerable to fresh outbreaks due to a slow rollout of its vaccination campaign and confusing requirements involving the two-shot AstraZeneca vaccine, which is the dominant vaccine in its stockpile. Australia has recorded just 911 COVID-19 deaths so far and 31,103 confirmed cases, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several Indian states have announced proposals to help children left orphaned during the coronavirus pandemic. The plans include monthly stipends for the children, as well as funds set up for the children's education and health care. India has reported more than 41,000 new COVID-19 cases on Sunday. During the pandemic, India recorded 30.8 million cases of COVID-19 so far, and more than 408,000 deaths. This, again, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The U.S. leads the world in the number of infections with 33.8 million and 607,132 deaths. Afghanistan has urged European countries to halt forced deportations of Afghan migrants for the next 3 months, as security forces battle a wave of violence triggered by a Taliban offensive. The United Nations said Sunday the rising conflict is also causing more suffering across the violence-racked country as it urged for continuous financial aid. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.